Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. We're doing a new theme. We're going to call it the 3 R's of Thursday or 3 R Thursdays. We're going to do that. So, hey, good morning. Hope you're all doing well today. And pondering over this Route 95, if you saw the explosion here outside of the Philadelphia, and I feel sorry for the family of the gentleman who passed. And tragedy comes out an interesting way of looking at something that I didn't think the government had it in them. Or maybe they don't know, realize what they just did. So we're going to talk about that and a new theme. We got a comment. We got a comment already. Wow. Hey, Lizzie, good morning. So Lizzie Morris is on board. She's famous. You should always follow Lizzie. He does some good stuff out there in the agile world. So what I see, we're doing a new thing. I was trying to think of how do I incorporate this Route 95 in the show? And I'm looking at my themes, whatever. And I said, you know what? It's Thursdays. There's 3 R's. I mean, it's requirements, reviews, and retros. We were already doing retros on Thursday. And this Route 95 collapse and their solution they're coming on was very much requirements-based, MVP, very agile in thought process, past what I was really excited, because I know enough about engineering. My father done civil engineering for decades and did bridges and this and that, and I've seen enough of it. And I know enough about the structures, and I'm like, how are they going to do this? And then very agile way. So we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the 3 R's, a new theme format for today. And this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And I hope you're all doing well. And, you know, what we try to do is find ways of some tactical and practical ways to get stuff done and without working extra hard. And this is really interesting how this came out. What they're doing fits into that mold. And, there's ways to do this, bring the value without working extra hard and having some fun. I don't know if this is fun, but it's much more funner than not having a highway for like a year. So let's talk about this. So we're doing a new format for Thursdays. It's going to be requirements, reviews, and retros, expanding the different types of contents that I can put on Thursday. And they all have R's, and we know on the calendar, people put R's for Thursday. So it actually worked out good. I'm like, what can I do? So I said the 3 R's. Wow, look at that. I found that for agiles all around us. Yes. So this is what Lizzie says. Wow, look at that. You found that for agile. So all around us. Yes. So, but what will be really interesting is that Lizzie's talking about found it everywhere. I don't know if the people who are doing it actually realize they're being agile. And I might try to reach out to those people. If anybody knows anybody in the transportation department, I'm going to go reach out and see if I can't locate some people and ask them, did you think of it this as an agile way when you did this? So here's a scenario. Poor person took the turn too fast with the gas truck. It hit a wall. It exploded. He passed. And again, I feel sorry for the family. And it blew up 95. I mean, the whole structure. And people are like, oh, they can do it. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of heat. It can melt things. It's not going to be sound. Knowing the government, it has to be, you know, so many ways from Sunday safe. And I'm thinking this is going to take months because they got to design. I mean, think of this requirements process, right? Classic, right? Well, two main requirements. One, we have to have 95 going on. Another one, we have to have an exit ramp for this Cottman Avenue that's right there. And if they kept those requirements all together, how many times you go in a session? We need all these requirements, everything to be due so we can have the value. We can't produce anything without all these requirements made. And you, if you were to stay in that fixed mindset, that non-agile mindset, we wouldn't have 95 for months, for like 6 months. People don't understand. The highway girders aren't built. They have to be forged and melted and built. You don't know what the dimensions are. You can't just turn this around. You got to clear it out. You got to rebuild structures, all kinds of stuff. There's lots of stuff to go in that to make a safe bridge crossing. And this is what they came up with. And I was listening to it the other day. And the technology is pretty cool. You want to go tech? Pretty neat. They're doing an aggregate. They're taking recycled glass, the ones when we turn in the recycle bins. And they form it. And it's a really neat company. We'd love to talk to them too. And they mix it with some adhesives. They bake it in the oven or whatever the heat they use. And it becomes a real lightweight aggregate. It's cool. But that's not the cool part. The cool part, they changed their MVP. So think about this value. So value of cars, thousands and millions of cars going up. And it's the summer. Philadelphia, 95, up and down. It's a major corridor going through, going to the beach, all this kind of stuff. Lots of millions and millions and millions of dollars at risk here with 95 being shut down. Trust me, it is not a pretty sight. So somebody said, you know what? Do we really need to have everything working? Do we really need to have 95? Do we really need to have an exit ramp for Cottman Avenue, which is a big artery in Philadelphia? I mean, we're talking millions of cars here to be working. Someone must have said, no, we don't have to have that. Primary goal, primary MVP is to get 95 working. How do you do that? They decide they're going to dump all this material, just dirt. It's really dirt and glass form. Fill up the area underneath that 95, and they're just going to pave over it. So their MVP is to get cars transitioning through 95, right? So they're going to get it set up so it can work. Now think about what they said. They eliminated the other thing where most of these requirement people are like, we need everything. We can't go to production. We can't do it without having that working. Somebody made the agile decision. Well, no, there's more value right now in getting 95 in operation than there is to get the Cottman Avenue offsite, off ramp. So that is the agile way of thinking. And it's amazing. I didn't think the government had it in them to think out of the box. Like, we need all these requirements met or we can't do nothing. And they decided, no, the value is 95. Somebody in there thought very agile. I'm going to try to find them and interview them and ask them, because that's pretty amazing thought process, but it's true, right? So now you're going to get millions of cars. You're going to get traffic going back, people going in the city, you know, work from home. People are coming back in the office a little bit more once a week, at least sometimes three times a week. So the highway's full. So they're going to fix the highway. Think about this. Now, they set that up. They got value. They got revenue. They got stuff coming in. Okay. In the meantime, they're redesigning the bridge. They're getting ready for dimensions and all that stuff to Cassie's steel girders that they're going to need to go across, right? So that's going in the meantime. But they're making revenue. In the same time, they're making another design for MVP number two, right? So maybe the next one, you know, maybe they close down half the bridge, half the road, put up the bridge work on one half, get that working. And then when that's working, they switch the lanes to the other side. Maybe they're only getting two lanes. They're not getting six lanes. Okay, let's get the two lanes each way. But flow of traffic up 95. Then they go work on the other side, fix that, put that in place, and let traffic, and soon enough, everything has it. The Cottman Avenue's exits working and everything. But think of that from an agile perspective. A lot of people come into these situations where they're saying, we need everything before we go to production. And you're not generating any value, any revenue for the company because you're waiting to get everything in place. Get the revenue you can. Think of it as an agile way. Is there a way we can generate, provide service, take care of that in the meantime while we're trying to reach the whole pack, the whole thing? Because otherwise, the other decision is we have nothing for probably 6 months to a year of working on that highway. So 4 months, but people don't understand. Like, oh, I've seen it done. Yeah, they already planned and designed and laid out everything they need to build that bridge back up, right? They get up. It doesn't happen that easy, right? They have to resurvey it, re-pour stuff, retake foundation. It's not going to be a pretty sight. So I just wanted to share that agile piece of thought from a requirements perspective on our new 3R Thursdays, where we talk about requirements, reviews, and retrospectives. So I thought that was a good one. I will try to find them and see if I can't meet with them, because it's a very interesting conversation. What allowed the government not to have to meet all those requirements and think agile? They keep pushing it. So maybe they finally got it. I don't know. Anyway, I want to wish you a great day, a happy scrumming. Think agile. Think like I just explained. This is a highway system where you don't have to have all the requirements met at initial phase. How can we put stuff out there? How can we do an MVP? Get some value coming into the company. Pay for all these developers we hire to put on the team. In the meantime, as we're getting the revenue, we're working on the next phase that makes it even a better product. So with that, and thanks, Lizzie, for jumping in and commenting on our show. And I want to wish you all the best, and you have an awesome day, and see you tomorrow. Oh, and the bubbles, the tales of bubbles, the Calico Cat, still going out from the GPT. ChatGPT. So I'm putting that out. I'm changing a little bit. Again, you know, I can talk about reviews. I'll talk about that next week on the reviews. But how we're doing, I have my kids listening to it. They're like, oh, yeah, let me listen to Bubbles. So about Bubbles. So they're giving me feedback on how to do the formatting and stuff like that. But if I didn't put it out there, I wouldn't know what it would be like without it being out there and people listening. So any comments you want to give on our ChatGPT series that we have in podcast form. I might do a video form at some point. I figured out how I want to do that. Figured at least get the podcast part out, and then later on, because that's easy. It's pretty simple. And then later on, I'll figure out how I want to do the video when I have more time. So with that, take care, everyone. Have an awesome day. See you tomorrow. Get a chance. Listen to our Calico Cat series with Bubbles. Or actually, the Tales of Bubbles, the Calico Cat. I'm just having fun. I'm trying some light fun here in this world. Take care. Bye. See you.